Be your own hero. We're always looking to others to set a model or even put people on a higher pedestal that is almost impossible for us to reach. Is it because they actually are that high up above us? No, it's really because we have placed them there because we think that they fit a lifestyle or a way of being which we can't perceive, we can't achieve. But in actuality, you can do more than they have. As long as you look to yourself as the true hero, that means ultimately thinking about the kind of person you wish to be. Yes, it's okay to look at people as examples, to look at people as role models, to look at people as a guide, but to put them so high above you where you feel like you can't achieve what they have is a mess, is wrong. So look to yourself and say, well, this is the kind of person I want to be. This is the hero I want to be. And so by acknowledging and seeing through your imagination and through your heart and soul what it is that you wish to be or to achieve, or even what we're lacking in this world, that's your opportunity. That's your potential to actually say, well, I'm going to set out to do that. Because as long as I expect somebody else to do it, then it's probably not going to happen. But if I can desire it, if I can see it, if I can imagine it, then that's probably because I'm the one who set out to achieve it. You understand? If you can see something for yourself, if you're inspired by an idea, you know, then it's probably you who's supposed to go out and make that idea happen. The same thing goes for heroes, for being someone who contributes to the community, contributes to society, contributes to your family, your job. You have to take ownership of your inspirations. You have to take ownership of your imagination. Be your own hero.